James Steindler joins the program now. Welcome, James.
Hi, Luke. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. You're calling on behalf of the Carbondale Historical Society because there's a project you want to let everybody know about. What's going on?
That is true. I am calling on behalf of the Historical Society, and we are working on our pandemic story series. We are inviting everyone in town to write in or call in and tell us about their experience during this this time of the pandemic. And we want to hear everything. We want to hear people's struggles, you know, if there's any silver linings that they've witnessed, so the good and the bad that may have come with this time.
So you want people to call you and you're recording it, or are you taking...
That's one way of doing it.
Okay.
So one way is actually just to call and leave a message. It's very simple. They can call our line, which is 970-414-1078-1078, and just leave a message telling their story. You know, and there's not a time limit on it, I believe, but they can just call that number and speak to the answering machine, and we will receive that, and then we will archive it, along with any stories that we receive typed, which could either be submitted by email or simply by going to our website and clicking the link there, which is just right on the front page of the website, to tell your pandemic story.
Are you taking written copies too?
I'm sure that can be arranged. We do have a headquarters in Carbondale, so I'm sure we could arrange that, yes.
Uh-huh. So you're planning to archive these stories. What are some of the potential uses that you envision for some of these stories?
Well, we would love to, down the line, present some of these stories and in some sort of fashion, and whether that be, and it may not all be in one place. It may be a public speaking events, and a couple are read, and people can either choose, and at that time we would contact people if we were to present their story. We would contact them and let them know, and if they wish, they can remain anonymous, or we could just keep it archived, of course, if they'd rather us not share it for any reason. So it's a little bit up in the air how that will happen, but we definitely want to present it to the people now to kind of show the solidarity for the current times, because we are all in this together. But then also, you know, so people in Carbondale could look back at this one day, and future generations, and perhaps people will come upon similar times and be able to learn from this directly from the people who lived here before them.
Do you envision a time limit for people, or are you going to let them go on for as long as they want?
At this point, we want people to go on for as long as they want. We just really would like to have as many stories as we can get. And if someone needs to come back or call back and leave another voicemail because they're cut off for any reason, they're more than welcome to do so. I don't foresee cutting off anyone's story, no. yeah.
So this is raw audio. You're not going to do any editing.
That's a good question. Most likely for the audio, I think we would, if we were to present it, we will, of course, archive the original audio.
Right.
But if we were to present it, perhaps there would be some editing prior to that.
Is there a time limit for this, or is it open-ended?
It's open-ended as of now. We figure that some people are home now and have some time, especially with the safer home order still in place. But it is open-ended at this point. We do not have a deadline, no.
Okay. Have you, already started gathering some stories, some people that you know that you've told about already? Is it happening already?
You know, we have just sent out our press releases to Katie and Kay, and then we also sent one to the Carbondale Arts, and then one to the town of Carbondale, or Chamber of Commerce. And so at this point, we have not received any stories, so we are really hoping that we will receive some soon. And we're just asking the community to step forward and tell us their stories, especially the people who have the extra time. But everyone's story is equally as important, so we would like to hear as many as possible.
So kids and old folks and everybody in between.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. I do have to say this idea kind of originated from the Carbondale Task Force, actually. They wanted to engage maybe the older community who may be at home or people who are at higher risk to get them motivated to contribute as well and to maybe provide some purpose during this time as well.
Is it Carbondale centric, James, or are you inviting stories from up and down the valley?
At this point, from my understanding, it is Carbondale centric. We're not going to deny other people's stories by any means. So anyone who contributes, we would like to listen to them.
Well, it seems like a priceless resource for future people, future generations, because, you know, it is a pretty remarkable time, and it's a great idea to, you know, archive some stories.
Absolutely. Well, we think so as well, and it's just very important to us that the Historical Society to preserve history, and you know, this is a significant point in history, and I know a lot of people have been saying that, but it is very true. So it'll be special for people to look back maybe one day and read about some direct experiences.
Let's give you know, that
right now.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Want to continue reaching out to the community more, and we really see this as an opportunity for the Historical Society to help build community through this collaborative story project, but also, as we talked about before, to provide something that future generations locally could look back to.
Why don't you give that phone number one more time, James?
Absolutely. It is 970-414-1078.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, James, people need to know about?
You know, I would just like to thank a couple of people or a couple of agencies, rather, including the Carbondale Task Force, for kind of working with us to give us and helping come up with this idea. And we very much appreciate that. We also want to give a shout out to the Carbondale Arts for continuing to support us, as well as you, Katie and Kay. Thank you so much. And as far as Carbondale Arts, as well as just collaborating with us, which we're really excited about to collaborate on some future projects with them, so we can just continue to connect and build history and art and all the cool things that Carbondale's into together.